What's up, y'all? This is the Stimulated Podcast, and it's your boy Alex Martin. And today I got my boy from Houston in town with me today, my boy James.
All the way out of Houston, Northeast side to be exact.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I came to Dallas on Friday for a couple family functions, and it was pretty cool. Got to see all my family and friends. Got to pull up my boy Alex.
He pulled up on me. He said, "Hey, bro, I'm coming to town." Yeah. I said, "Well, you know we got to link up."
Nah, for sure.
I missed out last time. But then this morning, man, we got us some brunch. I took them to Buzz Brews.
Man, it was good, man. We had that French toast. Had the little walnuts on top with the little... It was some different type of syrup, though. I don't know what kind of syrup it was.
That syrup was very liquid. Like they probably poured water in that thing.
Yeah, it wasn't the usual syrup we normally get. It was still good, though. It was good.
It was.
With the vegetarian sausages.
Yeah. So he did the veggie sausage. Me, I did the bacon.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay a little bit.
So... I was like, "Yo, James, man, since you in town, man, we might as well do a podcast. You got time?" He said, "Yeah." So, you know, one of the conversations we had today was about therapy.
Yeah.
And so before we go into that, I want you to talk about your beginnings.
Mm-hmm. Beginnings and fall with therapy.
Well, where are you from? So, like, let's talk to the people, tell people, give them a little background on you.
Man, it can get a little deep, man.
Hey, let's get deep on them.
Man, I'm from a place called Homestead. Mm-hmm. It's on the northeast side of Houston. It's like a low-income, poverty-stricken area, man.
Yeah.
People just trying to find a way to come up.
Gotcha.
I grew up around there. I had a lot of positive men in my life, so I knew that I didn't want to be the status quo of everybody else that was around the area, so I kind of did little things different. Mm-hmm. Like I always found myself to be a leader. Like, I do little mischievous things, but then I always made sure it was a back door for me to get out so I wouldn't get in trouble with everybody else. So gotcha. I grew up at the barbershop. Mm-hmm. Went to Prairie View and then University of PV.
Okay. Yeah, got my
bachelor's in business, and I just been going ever since then. Do a little small business consulting on the side. Just been going since then.
Yeah. So as far as your entrepreneur endeavors, I know that you stay busy. Where did that originally start from? Like, when did you first have that entrepreneurial mindset? Where did that come from?
You know what's funny, man? I never thought that I wanted to be an entrepreneur just because my parents do it.
Yeah.
I always wanted to see myself being a guy who got a corporate job and did the normal 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And not saying nothing wrong with it. I even gave it a try, but as I got old and I started looking to myself, I seen that both my parents had their own businesses.
Yeah.
We got the barbershop on one side. My dad had his own barbershop running by itself since I was little.
Yeah.
And then my mom had the cake lady.
Yeah.
And I see how she
hustling.
Which
is the best cakes in Houston. The best.
Cakes.
Not just Houston. The best cakes in Texas.
Nah, they pretty good. The name speak for this. I got a slice in the car for you, too.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Let me tell y'all something. Every time I eat a cake from the cake lady, I just got to compare it to the women in my life. And guess what I say?
What you say?
These cakes are better than the women in my life.
Man. And you know, and not to be cliche, we got a cake called BTS. And that's there for better than sex.
I had that one.
That's what the crowd pleases
right
there.
I had that one. Let the people know what's in that.
Man, that better than sex cake, man, you got the cream cheese as like the frosting.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, we throw a little bit of Heath bar on top. We kind of crumble it on top. We don't make it too overbearing. And then we finish it off with some caramel.
Let me tell y'all something. Man. It's no cap. And when I say no cap, he's not exaggerating how good these cakes are. I mean, the name speaks for itself. If you were to go to Houston and you mentioned the cake lady, people's eyes will light up no matter where you are.
Yeah, they've been featured on 97.9 The Box. We've done various pop-up shops with Slim. Mm-hmm. We be on northeast side of Houston at different small businesses. We do the trade day, Trade of Truth Day. We got Trade of Truth. We booked for July 22nd at the park.
Okay.
That'll be like a vendor there. It's going to be a real good turnout.
Man, and y'all stay making history. Because, man, the stuff that y'all been a part of, I remember in 2018, we did the home giveaway.
Yeah.
And, you know, the cake lady was there and, you know, we passed out, you know, some good food, you know.
That was legendary right there, man. Y'all did some big stuff, man. Y'all got a strong count.
And then let me tell y'all something. Just like a shameless plug, go to the cake lady whenever you're in Houston. You just got to.
Yeah.
So, so your entrepreneur mindset basically comes from your parents.
Yeah. So what happened was, I saw my dad with the barbershop, my mom with the desserts, mm-hmm. and I always knew that I got like a different aggressive personality, and I got a lot of tenacity inside of me. So
yeah,
when I was in college, I always went and got opportunity. It was never, oh, here's a job in your field. I went and took the job from working at TxDOT and Human Resources to working at Aramark as a food and beverage manager and getting a full-time job post-graduation.
Yeah.
And I just noticed that, I guess when you have a salary job and they making you work over your salary, it start making sense and you start getting to the point where like, I might as well put this same energy in something I want to do.
Yeah, into your own thing.
Yeah, and then especially me and you, we come from backgrounds where both our parents got their own things going on, their own situation. So I can get that energy I'm putting in this company and put it in my parents' company to make that grow and flourish, and it's extending the last name.
Yeah.
Making the last name live on, really.
Legacy.
Legacy.
Yep. And so can I... All right, I'm gonna ask you one thing because I know, in my opinion, you're a good networker.
Yeah.
Like, you know how to walk into a room, introduce yourself, and connect with people.
Yeah. Man, I had
what?
That was hard, man.
How did you start doing that? Because when I tell y'all, when you talk to James, you feel like you're talking to your brother.
Yeah.
You don't feel like you're talking to this person like just, you know, like I feel like you have honest conversations.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. I like that about you, too, but let me answer your question. Man, I grew up in the neighborhood, man. Like, really, like, you know, you ever been to college campus where people want to act like they're from certain areas?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really grew up in the area, so when I came to college, I wasn't trying to be nobody else. I tried to wear a different kind of clothes to kind of fit in with the college status. Mm-hmm. I wasn't walking around there sagging and talking out provocative. I was trying to change who I was and where I came from to better myself.
Right.
I didn't have no 30-second elevator speech your dad was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I had to develop that over time. And the way I did that is, man, I always find people that's smarter than me and try to get glued to them. So
yeah.
It was girls where I talked to them and they helped me on my resume.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me about the 30-second elevator speech and what you should say and what you should talk about. Because at first, people say, tell me about yourself. I tell them about the high school I went to, stuff that was irrelevant in the 30-second elevator pitch. So now, when I meet somebody, James, this, and I just start running down what I want and what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
That's how we met. We met at the pop-up shop.
Yeah.
We made history.
Yeah. Then during the pop-up shop, one of our first conversations was just about making the right moves. And that conversation was probably... I'd say 40 minutes long.
Man, and it felt so genuine, man. You got it, too. Like, I felt like I've been knowing you for a long time, and then we just kept running into each other time after time. Like, man, we got to change numbers, man.
Yeah.
We got to.
And now, man, like, we buddies. Like, we bros. It's a unity thing, for sure. And so today, man, earlier we were talking about how we both started doing therapy. And so, you know, I think you opened up immediately. It was like, I started doing therapy. And I was like, wow, I'm doing the same exact thing now.
And that's the thing about therapy, man. Like, I'm open to stuff I'm trying. Because me growing up in certain areas, we stuck on the one mindset of doing what I would do. I'm trying to venture off into therapy, yoga, salsa, to expand myself and make myself more cultured. But to get into the therapy piece, it's a stigma going around about therapy where, though, you only go to therapy if something wrong with you.
Yep.
I'm like, nah, man, sometimes you can be doing fine. You just go to therapy to make sure nothing is wrong with you.
Right, yep. And so, initially, what made you want to go?
Man. So, a lot of times in life, even my friends I went to school with, they see me making moves or being with you or being around Slim and all these different people, and they're like, man, you got it going on. And I let people know, like, yeah, people can have a lot of stuff going on, but that's not fulfilling.
Yeah.
Like, I can, example, I can buy a house, flip it, and make $100,000, and I still wouldn't be happy. So I was telling myself, man, something's missing.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. Like, I don't be happy sometimes. Something's missing. So I started going to therapy at these 5 free sessions. I was like, why not just go give it a try and see what else? And you know, Charlemagne the God, he's very proactive on mental health. And I was like, man, I'm reading all these self-help books and all these psychology books. Why not go figure out something wrong with me?
Yeah.
I work my body out. Why not my mind?
Yeah.
I went to therapy, man. And I'm a little extra. I went to therapy. I said, can I sit down right here? She's like, yeah, you fine. I'm sitting down, laying back with my feet up. And I was just telling her where I come from or how I grew up in my past and all that. And we just start connecting the dots. That's my second session so far. I go on Mondays at 2 o'clock. It's a good therapy session as well. But what I liked about going to therapy is when I left, I felt mentally relaxed.
Yeah.
And it was a different feeling I never felt before. When I got like a head high. And after that therapy session, I'm going back in my neighborhood like, man, listen. Going to therapy is cool. There's nothing wrong with it, man. Yeah. Go check them out.
I feel like in our culture, black culture, to be exact, we run from it. Like, we, if you say, hey, I got this going on, in our culture, we're like, we're so worried about how we're being judged by the next man. And so we put down, like, basically bettering yourself mentally. When it's like, hey, like, no, I think it's something wrong with me. I'll tell you this. The reason why I went to therapy is because I felt the same thing. Yeah. It was a void. Except with me, the void was happening in certain relationships with people. And so I would go, man, like, damn, this is falling apart. I wonder why am I, like, reacting this way to this situation? Or why am I feeling so dark? You know, when it came to people, like, even, you know, with my dad or, you know, my girlfriend, I would literally, like, blame them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, damn, like, where's this coming from?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I did the same thing, went to therapy. I was like, let me just check it out. Yeah. With me, my first initial consultation, I was like, you know what? Like, hey, I just want to find out. Jesus Christ. Sorry about that, y'all. So, yes, thank you.
I got you.
That's my brother. That's my brother. He makes y'all both play. But, you know, the first consultation, I was like, hey, I just want to find out, you know, like, where are some of the roots of my problems? Where are these, like, coming from? You know, I want to know about, like, my history. And so I did mine over the phone.
Yeah.
And it's like you said, that mental high after leaving, like, that first session made me go back again.
Did you ever get to go in person?
Yes, I went in person the second time because she made me promise that I would come in because she could kind of tell. I was like, I don't know, man. I might just do it over the phone. And so, you know, I came in. I made it awkward. You know,
why you say that?
Because I was, you're not really used to, like, just opening up. Like, you know, like, at least coming from us, it's like you open up but not to a stranger.
Yeah, we taught to be hard all the time. We taught not to show our feelings. We taught not to cry.
Yeah.
We taught to keep everything bottled all in. But then people don't realize when you keep all that stuff bottled in, you're going to explode. And it can be dangerous, man.
Exactly. And that, and you know, when you say explode, it could be reacting a certain type of way. When you, honestly, like, it's like, it's operating. Like, would you rather operate at 50% or would you rather operate at 100?
100%.
And so some people are operating at 50, 60, maybe 70. Sometimes even 30, 10, 20, don't even know it. And the reason why is because of mental health.
Yeah.
You don't even know your history. You don't even know what's triggering you until you go to these sessions and you go, wow.
And a lot of times stuff can be passed down from generation from generation. I'm kind of reading this book right now, and it talks about childhood traumas, and it talks about it can be a great-grandfather that dealt with something and it passed down to the great-grandson. Mm-hmm. Their great-grandson never met his grandfather in his life, but it was passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah.
And it's important for us to have those critical conversations with our parents to understand what did they grow through. What was it like growing up with their father? What was it like growing up with their mother? And see the relationship between the family members to see, like, okay, once you know what's going on in your family, when something comes up in your life, you know why it's going on.
Yeah.
You kind of know how to act accordingly. You can kind of maneuver, like you would say, around the situation.
Yeah. So what would you say is the biggest thing that you've learned about yourself so far in therapy?
For one, I didn't know my history.
Okay.
Like, honestly, I'm a person that I got family in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. I don't really reach out to them. I got family in Houston. I don't really reach out to them. I never asked about great-grandparents and all this different stuff. Nor, like, to be honest, I don't know much about my mom and my dad. Like, a lot of times, older people don't really tell you what they went through in the past and fear that you're going to make the same mistakes. But they got to let you know so when those mistakes come, you can hit them head-on and you know how to react to those situations.
Yeah.
So after therapy and I started reading that book, I started going to my mom and my dad.
What's the name of the book?
Man, off the top of my head, it didn't start with you. by Mark W. It didn't start with you.
Okay.
And then that book basically tells me that it's not your parents' fault sometimes. And sometimes you're not able to change your parents, but you got to, like, try to figure out what can you change about yourself to be able to build that relationship.
Gotcha.
And then it started having me dig in my history. So now, like, 2 days ago, I went to Louisiana, 3 days ago, and I talked to my dad, asking him, like, what was it like growing up when you were little?
Mm-hmm.
How was your father? What was your relationship like with your mother?
Yeah.
What about her mother? And then once you start seeing those patterns, soon I came back to Houston, I went to my mother's house. My mom, she's real aggressive. So I kind of went to her sister and had those conversations with her about, like, what was it like growing up in the country, Washington, Texas? How was your father? He passed away at an early age. Okay, how did that affect y'all?
Mm-hmm.
How did that affect the family? And then you start digging and stuff, and you be like, okay, this is the reason I'm acting like this, because of these situations. Okay, this is how I handle these situations. And you kind of move forward through that.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I did it, man. Therapy is really, I'm excited for my session tomorrow at 2 o'clock to see what we're going to talk about. I'm letting her know that I went and dug in my history and kind of figure out why.
So the first thing for me, the thing that I learned, the biggest thing I learned for me was, you know, like I said, for me, it was affecting my relationships. That's part of the reason why I went.
Yeah.
And so for me, it was boundaries. Setting, like, these lines in the sand.
Personal boundaries. We went over there my second session. Keep going.
So literally, like, I said, I would be affected by things that people would say to me. And I'm like, the fuck? Like, this ain't me. This is not me. Like, why am I so bothered by this?
Yeah.
And so the person would either be, I would feel like, all right, maybe they have good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had no standards, no morals as to my relationships with people. So people would probably say some slick stuff to me, and I just would be like, and then brush it off.
Yeah.
But today, I'm like, nah, don't talk to me like that.
How you handling them now?
I just, like, don't do it. Literally, like, what happened also, too, is my therapist referred me a book. It's called Boundaries. And Boundaries is about, like, just setting these standards and these morals. And ironically, too, like, had a conversation with my dad. He's like, well, what are your standards and your morals? Because I was thinking about, like, business, you know, because standards and boundaries play a role in how you move.
Yeah.
If you don't have that, then you're kind of just wondering, like, you know, I'm going in this direction today, or I'm going in this direction with this person, and then with this person, I'm going in this direction.
Yeah.
You don't even know where you're going.
You're just out here like a leaf going with the wind.
Exactly. And that was the case. And so I'm being blown everywhere, and I'm pissed off in the direction that I'm heading in with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And it made no sense. So, you know, like, boundaries, once I wrote them down on paper and found out exactly what they were and why I have these boundaries,
mm-hmm.
I don't let anybody, like, cross them. And now I have better relationships with people, you know, even with my girlfriend. I have a better relationship with her. And I would say, hey, on the emotional intelligence side,
mm-hmm.
I'm more understanding.
See, man, my therapist gonna be mad at me because I didn't write my personal boundaries down yet.
Yeah.
I need to do that before I go to my session tomorrow. But you're right, though, because I deal with the same thing in relationships. I found myself dating women, and I guess not opening up.
Okay.
I'm like, man, therapy should be mandatory once you start coming to puberty, kind of understand, like, the roles and what's going on. Because without it, man, we can just be mentally unhealthy, man.
Yeah, and you don't even know it. Like, you calling a person toxic, it come to find out you're the toxic one.
And that's the thing. No, honestly, man, like, older people, they be real stubborn. They never want to work on themselves. It's never them.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, sometimes you got to, like, look in the mirror and just see, like, what am I doing wrong? I always ask myself, what am I doing wrong?
Self-awareness,
man, being conscious of your what's going on.
Yeah. Nope, I agree 100%. And it's like you said, like, you can't be set in your ways. You have to have, like, this curiosity of a kid, because I remember I went skiing one time, and man, you talk about ski lessons, right? The kids were just doing this shit like no type of way.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when I say no type of way, the kids were handling the ski lessons better than the adults.
Okay.
The adults have been programmed to fear you know, they had all these limitations in their mind. Yeah. But the kid is like, I want to learn this. I want to try it. So these kids are skiing down mountains, not falling.
Yeah.
But for some odd reason, the adults are. And so, you know, I asked the ski instructor, like, yo, why is that the case?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, kids are just more curious. They're more open to learn and then actually apply without fighting. So I think in life, like, we just got to be more open, more curious to, you know, just apply what we learn.
Yeah, I always try to keep myself open-minded, and I try to, like, pay attention to my grandfather to see, like, what made them stubborn so I don't get to that point.
Yeah.
Because when you're stubborn, you got a closed mind, you will not be able to grow, or you're not be able to learn it. Then you're going to be stuck in the same place all your life.
Yeah. And that's a, man, I've went through that. Like, literally, it was up until the therapy session to where I felt like I was stuck. And even then, like, I'm not saying it changed my life overnight.
Yeah, it's going to take time.
Yeah, and so I had to implement a couple things. But once I implemented, man, just haven't looked at things the same since. So we recommend therapy.
No, really, man. And then when you tell someone you're going to therapy and they kind of ask you what's wrong, you can say nothing's wrong. I'm trying to make sure nothing's wrong. That's the only way you're going to check if you're mentally all right. You got to go there first.
Yeah. Yeah, like we talked about, yo, would you rather be operating at 60 or 100%?
Yeah.
And I think everybody would rather be operating at 100% than anything else.
And I got a good analogy. The only way you're going to know if you're overweight if you step on the scale, right?
Real talk.
How you going to know if you're mentally healthy if you don't go see a therapist? How you going to know?
That's real.
That's the only way you're going to know.
Nope, that's real. So where can people follow you, James?
You can follow me on Instagram at James T_3.
Okay.
And you can follow me on Twitter at NOSTYIE. That's no style, but I had to put the I instead of the L because the hashtag was taken. But that's what you can follow me on. I'm kind of a low profile guy.
Yeah, I noticed
like
that.
I don't post stuff like that or really because.
You a low profile guy that hangs around high profile people.
The only high profile person I hang around is you. You know, you big time. I'm trying to get like y'all, man.
Yeah.
Y'all motivate me for real.
Yeah, you do the same here, man. Like, in any time that I'm down or, I need to be checked too, like at times. Hey, bro, you good? You good?
Yeah, I got to check on it. Man, you know what people need to start doing, man? Text people, are you mentally okay?
Yeah.
That's another way. When you reach out to your friends, ask them, are you mentally okay?
Yeah.
Just make sure their mind is good. Just because we look good doesn't mean we physically or mentally there, man.
That's real. Check on your friends. Ask them. And dig deep. Do not be hesitant, man. Yeah. And, you know, that's something I got to work on as well. You know, you telling me I need to apply that to my life.
Yeah.
And so we all going to get better. Mental health is everything.
Yeah.
This is the Stimulated Podcast. It's your boy Alex Martin.
And James.
Hey, stay tuned. Follow us on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at I am Alex J. Martin. Same thing on Twitter. I am Alex J. Martin. And also on Facebook. My YouTube, I am Alex J. Martin as well. So follow me there. We're going to keep this thing going. Get stimulated.